Track 2.51.
What are some of your suggestions for dealing with differences?
When we are faced with differences in opinions or ideas, it is important to have the right attitude. I have 5 simple suggestions. Firstly, be respectful. Never shame or put someone down for their point of view. We should always listen and respond respectfully. Secondly, if there is disagreement, try to communicate face-to-face. Nonverbal communication like body language and tone of voice can help to make a message clearer and avoid misunderstandings. Thirdly, if you are going to have a difficult conversation, a change of scene is advisable. Taking the conversation to a neutral space can help to diffuse a tense discussion. Next, find common ground. Sometimes a disagreement may be on only 1 or 2 points. Find points you agree on and build up from there. Finally, sometimes we need to agree to disagree when we cannot find common ground. In these cases, we can disagree respectfully.
Can you also suggest some useful expressions to be used in such situations?
Yes. In these situations, it is important to know how to express your opinion, agree and disagree effectively. To express your opinion, you can start by saying, "My opinion is that," or "To my mind," then complete according to the situation. If you want to agree with someone, you can say, "I share your view," or "Fair enough." Pay attention to the intonation I used here. Depending on how you say it, your interlocutor could get a different message, so you must sound positive. When disagreeing, you can use, "I take a different view," or "I see what you are saying, but that argument does not hold water," and complete your argument. Sometimes, when you don't agree, you could simply make an alternative suggestion or present an alternative point of view by saying, "How about?" These are just some suggestions. There are many other phrases which can be used in these situations, some of which you probably already know. If used with the correct intonation, these phrases can be very effective.